Good morning. On the phone with me right now, one of the directors of the Dryden District Agricultural Society. As we get ready for the fall fair, Lisa Koschel is my guest this morning. Let's remind everybody about the dates, when it will be on.
So the fall fair this year falls on August 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. So again, starting on Thursday, running right through till Saturday.
What is the theme for this year? How many years has it been going now?
We are actually one of Dryden's longest running events. This is our 117th annual fair. The theme this year is bring a chair and enjoy the fair. So it's kind of a throwback to the fact that we're hoping that we're going to be sold out and the bleachers are going to be full. And if you bring your chair, then you always know you have a place to sit down and enjoy the entertainment, the animals, and the fun that is had at the event.
Lisa, tell us more about this year's fall fair.
This year, we've got jam-packed schedule. Of course, everybody knows that the Midway will be there, and that's a lot of fun on its own. But we have a full schedule of entertainment going on at the Moody stage. So that starts early on Thursday at 2 o'clock and runs right through to the end of the day on Saturday. We've got some really great locals that we always get out. We're super excited as well to have a rock band called Page 38 on Saturday night, as well as our local raised Ron Knutsky, who's going to do a comedian show for us on Saturday evening as well at 7. So some pretty cool things besides all our fabulous locals that we always have entertaining us.
And you can't have a fair without food.
Absolutely. So this year we've got some extra vendors in, so we're really excited about the food offerings. Of course, you want to hit up the Lions Club and support them. Our own booth, which is our beef and corn booth, which we love to get awesome feedback on that. And don't forget to stop by the 4-H booth to get a milkshake before you leave the grounds. It's always a fan favorite.
And don't forget to go in the barns as well. Lots of activity in there.
Yep. So 2 full days of horse show, Friday and Saturday all day. There's horse events going on up at the arena at the top of the grounds. Cattle ring will be busy this year, Friday and Saturday as well, with the 4-H kids having their achievement day on the Friday. And Friday ending with our awards and that famous market beef auction that happens Friday night. So that's 6 o'clock on Friday. Everybody loves to come to the auction, and we have our local Rick LaPointe, who's doing the auctioning for us again this year, and he's always a fun guy to listen to. So great entertainment and lots of stuff to do going on the animal side of things as well.
Let's talk about this year's admission and, of course, getting those wristbands so our kids can have lots of fun on the Midway rides.
Yeah, so wristbands are available now for pre-sale. They're at Lotto One. Shout out to Mary at Lotto One for always selling all that stuff ahead of time for us. So you can go now. They'll be available there right until the fair opens on Thursday. Wristbands are $35 pre-sale, and that ride all day as much as you want. Gate admission 16 and under is free because we love the kids to come to our fair. Adults are $10 and seniors 65 and over are $5. So keeping things super simple, no changes in our fees from last year at the gate, but we're hoping that we'll have some beautiful weather and a great turnout. Don't forget that the whole event kicks off on Thursday with our annual parade. We're looking forward to having a ton of floats out, lots of horses and riders and lots of different things for you to look at. So that parade starts at 5:30 and follows the usual route that you can find on our Facebook page.
Check out the Dryden District Agricultural Society on social media. They are on Facebook. One of the directors of the Dryden District Agricultural Society, Lisa Koschel, my guest this morning. Lisa, anything else before we let you go?
Richard, I'd just like to give you guys a shout out for always giving us some great airtime before our events. It's appreciated. We want people to know that there's tons to see and do. The exhibit hall will be open with all the winning exhibits. There's vendors in the hall as well that you can come and check out what they're up to. Information booths, educational booths, walk through the barns, talk to the people showing their animals. They'd love to talk to you. Our fair would not be possible without our sponsors and our volunteers. So we have the best team of volunteers on the earth, I believe, and you'll see them around the fairgrounds wearing their director shirts. Feel free to say thank you to them or come up to them and approach them if you have any questions about anything. We're happy to help, and we look forward to seeing everyone at the fair.
It all begins on Thursday for 3 big days, the Dryden Fall Fair. Don't miss it.